May the words of my mouth, the meditations of all our hearts, be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. Well, good morning to you all. This is the fifth Sunday before Lent. We are in preparation for the coming of Easter, but first we have Lent, of course, but it's a beautiful Sunday, and it's one of my favorite times of year, not simply because the snow is starting to melt and the darkness is beginning to promise us that it will not be with us forever, but that because we have confirmation classes taking place right now. And last year was actually, other than my own first going through confirmation, the first time that I had the privilege to lead it, and it was something very exciting and I hope edifying for those involved. And this year we have another group, and it's just something that I approach with such excitement, because you have this group of people. This year we have a group of young people and a group of young at heart people who are going through, and it's fun because we get to work through our faith. So yesterday I was talking to a group of our young people about this, and I said, well, let's do this. Let's write a letter to someone famous. And I was thinking, of course, David Hasselhoff, but that was not who we were going to pick. And we picked a man, neither did we pick Justin Bieber, who I thought was, of course, the person we had to pick, but we picked a man named Wayne Rahmi, right? Wayne Rooney. Tells you how much I know about Wayne Rooney. And apparently this man, Wayne, is a football spieler for the Manchester United soccer club in the UK. So I said, what's that? I do not know this. No, I do not know. But Wayne is going to receive a letter from me at the end of the confirmation class explaining to him in detail why he should, in fact, come to our confirmation and all of the wonderful things he will be presented with when he arrives at our fair church here in Christchurch. So yesterday we were talking about, well, Wayne, dear Wayne, we hope you're doing well and enjoying your football playing. We'd like to invite you to our confirmation at Christ Church Vienna and wanted to prepare you for what you may expect when you arrive. And so we went through the psalms and the praying, and it was great. It was like, we're doing a couple of things, Wayne. Don't worry. We're going to be listening. We're going to be singing. It's not scary. Everyone's very nice. I think he might actually show up. I hope so. But what was great for me is we got to the point where it was like, so Wayne, once you have seen what is going to happen here, this is why we, in fact, come to church. And so this was obviously the point of the whole exercise. But it was very heartwarming because the answer given was this. Wayne, now that you are familiar with what you can expect, we want to let you know a little bit of why you should come. Because, Wayne, the church fundamentally, there's a little bit of editorial work here, is or should be about three things. That God exists, that we talk to him and know him through Jesus, and that because of faith in Jesus, when we die, we don't really die. And this is what sort of came out of our conversation. And I said, well, we can just have the confirmation tomorrow, because that is in fact all I hope to teach you through this entire process. And it was a wonderful experience, because this we were able to talk about why this we come to church. I said, you wouldn't come to church on Sunday if we were having Latin Unterricht every Sunday. I mean, maybe some of you would, but that would be a particular type of sadism. But we also might, you would come to church, and I was working this out, and I was like, what sort of thing would you want to hear? Why would you come? And they were like, well, something good. And I was like, aha. Well, just so happens that our entire project here is known as the good news, as the Gute Nachricht, as the Evangelion, which is literally just good message. This gospel that we have to proclaim, this is what we're talking about. And so this gospel is something that is not a general message where we can experience it just sort of in our own private lives and worlds, but a specific message that's tied to these three things, that God is real, we know him through Jesus, and that because of faith in him, when we die, we don't really die. Now, I wish that these confirmants had been with me this past week, because I was in Berlin and I was presenting my my last sort of PhD thesis update, and it's the one where you basically, you sit before a group, three professors and about 25 other people, and you say, if you don't stop me, this is what I'm going to write. And so I presented what I said, and then there was an hour and a half of discussion, and I had spoken to my advisor beforehand and he was fine with it, but there was a couple of other advisors there who were not so, let's say, interested in my project. And one of them said, after about 20 minutes of staring at me, he just said one thing. He's like, I don't have any idea why anyone would be interested in what you're writing about. And I said, well, please, tell me what you really think. You know, but as it came out, I mean, he was very sincere. I mean, it was a little bit of a joke, and it was a very, as far as German higher theological academic worlds go, it was very cordial. So his basic point throughout this was he was implying, he said, well, wait a minute, you're telling me that faith has a necessary component in Jesus, that it's not simply just faith in God that saves or that sort of opens you to the present or that allows for the possibilities of the unknown, this sort of thing. This is where he was coming from. And so I was able to say, well, Professor, I don't want to speak for my project, for my subjects, but I think I'm going to let them blah, 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 blah. At the end, I wanted to say, well, yes, this is exactly what I'm saying. But I was able to get through without being sort of denounced for just being a preacher, although I am that also. But at the end of the day, I was saying, well, of course that's what I'm saying. I, in fact, picked subjects in my research who also are saying this so that I can say, well, this is what they said, please give me the grade. Because what our project here is not a celebration of the power of faith, but the revelation that faith has come in the person and work of Christ. And this is the fundamental postscript or PS to our letter to Wayne. By the way, Wayne, you're only going to get this here. Now, not just Christ Church Vienna, but in a Christian church. By the way, PS, hope to see you. Bring us some photos. Because as we heard today in our gospel reading, this concept of the law, as it were, and this is a big concept, and I'll be happy to talk to everyone about this, but Jesus himself recognizes this, and he says, I have not come to abolish the law, but to fulfill it. And see, what this has taken place theologically is that if you want to think of the law is simply God. God, the power behind the world, God, the demand to be the person who you know you should be, the person who, the force of good in the world that always pricks your conscience when you walk by the homeless person asking for money, or the one that makes you feel so rightfully condemned when you see pictures of starving children in Africa. The one who tells you that you should not have been so rough to that count for the checkout person at the billet, even though they deserved it, you probably should have been a nicer person. This concept of God is holy, right, good, and true, and goes through all religious conceptions, because at the end of the day, there is a universal understanding that there is a difference between who we are and who we should be, and we need to get there somehow. And that, in a nutshell, is how you could differentiate the entire study of comparative religion. How do we get from A to B, and what is the quickest and fastest way there? And some people say it's meditation, some people say it's sacrifice, some people say it's organic diet of some sort, some people say it's to go to the top of a mountain, some people sweat all the time, you know, in sweat lodges and like hum. Like, there are all sorts of ways to do this. But at the end of the day, the voice continues. Except in Jesus. And this is the message of the gospel. He says, this voice will never stop. And I have come to answer it. that anyone who tries, he says in our gospel, if you try to teach someone that this voice will stop, if you try to lessen this voice, you're out of luck because you must be better than everyone. If you want this voice to stop, you must be God himself. And guess what? God himself has come to silence the voice. And so we have this fundamental proclamation that we talk about, the good news, the gute Nachricht, not the good path or the good system, but simply the message that says, in Christ, the law has been fulfilled, and new life in freedom before God can be lived. And how this works out? Well, you can just see how this works out from the beginning of its proclamation, hospitals and charity soup lines and people reconciling, and the list goes on, because how it works is individual to each person, but that it works is undeniable, because people have been taken out of the world of what they ought to do and put into the world of what they can do, and it's like light, night and day. And we hear this in the Apostle Paul, because he's talking to people in Corinth who are saying, listen, Paul, Jesus, sure, but the main thing is just to get right with God by faith, and it doesn't really matter exactly what you're saying. And he says, listen, I know this sounds crazy. This is the foolishness of the world that is hard to believe. But all I can say is that I have now endeavored to preach Christ and him crucified. Because Paul was someone for whom this voice only ended in Christ. And so for all of the good intentions and all of the well wishes and all of the wonderful dialogues that we can have and should have with all other people, we keep coming back, Wayne, on Sunday, every Sunday, to hear this voice ended in Jesus. And we celebrate his coming and his sacrificial death for us, and we receive from God the promise that, as we heard in the beginning, that you can come unto me, all you who are heavy laden, all you who have heard this voice throughout the week that has told you that you must be the person that you are not, the pictures on the TV that has rightfully shown you that you must work for to be in a better world than you're in. Come unto me, all you who have heard this voice, and I will embrace you. And this is the good news that we hear. And after we hear this, and we take it out of here, and we go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Thanks be to God. Amen.